welcome to A Patch of Happiness. This is for you, the person who truly wants to live their best life possible, to grow, to expand, and to jump into the unknown, to love yourself, and to have fun. I'm Anna Patch. I'm an actress, model, and mindset coach. I'm an all-round creative and entrepreneur. Creativity runs through my blood, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Every day I am learning and growing within and about myself, jumping into this scary but rewarding unknown. And that's what I'm here to help you with. We will talk all things mindset, manifestation, the law of attraction, the ego, health, wealth, and the universe, but also creative endeavors such as acting, modeling, and all things involved. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Are you ready? Just a little disclaimer, if you hear something falling off in the background, my world mat fell off my bookshelf. So just a little heads up. I'm still new at this, so forgive me. Hello, welcome back to A Patch of Happiness. I'm super excited to have you here listening today. Today is my first podcast interview, so super exciting. Today I'm chatting with a beautiful human being and soul. We met over the internet about 7 or so months ago. So without further ado, welcome to Tash Leo. Tash is a self-love coach who has made it her mission to make every woman realize how worthy of love and respect they are. She coaches women to find their confidence and to learn to love their bodies just as they are. Hello, Tash.
Hey, Anna. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited.
You're my first
podcast interviewee.
I'm so lucky.
Well, quickly wrap, kind of like what I got up to in the last week, what I learned, what I achieved, stuff like that. So, guys, the last week I launched this podcast. So it was like 6 days ago. So celebrating that. I've been learning a lot about myself and committing, how committing is everything. That's like a separate topic. Otherwise, I'll be here all day. I had a casting on Friday for a modeling job and I booked it, doing it Monday, so that's fun. I had my birthday last week, filmed an audition for a film. I was on the Gold Coast and I started reconnecting with my mum again, which is really lovely. So it's been a really nice week for me. What about you, Tash? What have you been up to?
Oh my goodness. Just to start off with, congratulations on your week. Man,
Thank you. Well, it's kind of like a week and a half, so.
Even still, I love it.
Thank you.
For me, shit. So I've moved in to a whole new home. It's the first time that me and my partner have had a home for about 2 months because we've just been like traveling. And so it's really cool to have a new base. I have been editing a book for a friend and that's going super well. And it's just so, I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to just read about this person who has sailed the world. Just about her life, so I'm super grateful for that. What else has happened? I feel like there's been heaps. Oh my goodness, yes, I've met like a gazillion new people and that has just opened up so many different opportunities for me, which I'm super happy to be like in this position, meeting new people. And what else? Oh yeah, I climbed a mountain and went out for a half day of kayaking, and I love the outdoors, so it's been a good week.
Amazing. That sounds so nice. A bit of everything in there. That sounds like it's such a relaxed but productive week in the nature and everything.
Yeah,
love that. Whereabouts have you been kayaking and hiking?
So I live in the Marlborough Sounds in New Zealand, which
lovely.
Just essentially like sea and mountains mixed together. So it's just pretty much missions around home, really. It's like 5 to 10 minutes to get out to the, to get some kayaks for the sea. There's mountains literally on my doorstep. So I've just been doing the ones around home.
Oh, amazing. That sounds incredible. So much inspiration and just being able to relax would just be incredible. Well, thank you for sharing. It's such a good week. I like starting it off with like a little weekly wrap just so we can, you know, start off on a good note.
Yeah, I love it.
So today, guys, we're going to be talking about self-love, understanding yourselves and how to bring that into your life and to be able to then start experience life better. So Tash, can you tell me a bit about your story first off? Would you like to tell everyone about you and how you came to be where you are and all that good stuff?
For sure. So to start it off, I have to go back to being a teenager in New Zealand who lived rurally. So I was super used to doing quite masculine things, like we were on a farm. So I'd help Dad put fences up and I'd ride horses and loved animals and super practical upbringing. But as most people know, part of farming is not like glitz and glam. So when occasions came for me to dress up, which I love doing too, and putting makeup on and getting pretty, I really struggled with that because it wasn't really normal for me. And I was also, I lived on a farm, but I didn't live away from influence of the media in society. So I was super aware of what I should, in, you know, quotation marks, not really, but what I should look like as a 16-year-old. And I didn't fit the mark. Like, to me, to be pretty, I had to be really tall, really thin, quite a sort of boyish type body. And that's not me at all. Like, your girl's got thighs. And I'm curvy and I'm quite muscular. And that's just the way that I got put on this earth as. But when, as a teenager, I thought that I didn't fit the rhetoric of what was pretty and beautiful, that sort of put me in a tailspin. So it took quite a few years to get out of that thinking that I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, ugh, I hate what I see in the mirror, oh my God, I'm so fat, shit, I can't fit size 8, so I must be the world's biggest troll. Like, all of this really harmful negative thoughts were around me sort of from 16 to maybe 21, 22. And then I just had this, I really don't know where it came from. So I think I was out on the water when I had just this massive epiphany that it doesn't matter what you look like or what your body is. You are like, everyone is beautiful and everyone has their thing that makes them beautiful. And externally is not, you know, the bee's knees of what everyone is. You can be as pretty as anything, but if you've got no personality, then that doesn't make you a fun person to be around. So I started having all these realizations and things just sort of started slotting into place. And that's when I knew that that's what I wanted to help other people do, and other women especially, because A, I don't really have experience as a man, so I don't know what it's like to what they experience when they go through being an adolescent and an early adult type thing, I guess. And also just, I think that women are targeted a lot harder by media, by, you know, magazines, all of the things that we look up to and aspire to. I think there's a lot more aimed at women than there is at men. Not to say that there isn't stuff that hurts men too, but that's why I honed in on self-love and women especially, and sort of working through some preconceived notions that a lot of females have about themselves so that they realize how bloody beautiful they are and how worthwhile they are and worthy they are. And so, yeah, that's pretty much my self-love journey and how I got to where I am.
How nice. Amazing. It's crazy how, like, how we've grown up and everything, how it impacts us to this present day, and we don't realize that it does.
Totally.
It's crazy. So what things did you start doing at the very start once you started realizing this? What kind of things did you start incorporating into your daily life?
I started by checking out how often I actually said negative things to myself. So just sort of, I thought to myself every morning, like, okay, I'm going to go and do my day, but if I catch myself having a negative thought, I'm nipping that in the bud.
And I caught myself doing it so much more than I even assumed that I had been. So I started looking at the things that I was saying to myself, and I realized that there was so many negative thoughts that I didn't even know were passing through my brain. I just sort of conditioned myself to think them without knowing that I had, which is a little bit, it's a bit intense to sort of figure out about yourself. But I was telling myself off for so many things, and it wasn't just my body. It was like, oh, you didn't make that meal good enough. Oh, blah, blah, blah. It was all this negative self-talk. So once I picked up on that, it actually just sort of started flowing naturally from there on, because I started to clear those, well, not clear them. I caught those negative things and started spinning them into a positive, retraining my brain to think of things nicely about myself rather than really poorly. And then from there, it just sort of became habit. And then I would look in the mirror and say nice things to me instead of looking in the mirror and going, ugh, gross.
Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And also I think another big thing for me were these two realizations. The first is that no matter how many mirrors I look in, I will never see myself. Like, I can't take my eyes out of my own head and look at me. So I will never see myself the way other people do.
Yeah, that's big, hey.
Yeah. And the other thing I sort of realized is, and this may seem like a really silly thing to think, but all mirrors are different too. And so in one mirror, which could be the mirror you use, you might look real square, but then you could look in a different mirror and you look real tall. Like, it literally, it can change, because it's just like a pane of, not glass, I don't really know what a mirror is, to be honest, I'm not that clever, but it's a reflective surface that can be manipulated depending on the size it is, which can alter the way you look at yourself as well. So once all of these realizations came into play, it sort of made life a little bit easier.
Yeah, well, like, I remember when, like, with the negative thoughts, when I was first starting my journey with all this stuff, like, in the magic that I read, one of the daily challenges was to notice your negative thoughts. And once I started doing that, I was like, whoa, hello, where are you coming from? And it was like, it was a challenge because it's so engraved. But I love how you, like, mentioned how everyone sees us so differently to how we see ourselves. It's like there was like a little Disney picture that came up one time about how, like, the princess is looking away, but then the prince is looking at her and seeing all her beauty, and she doesn't even realize he's looking at her. Then he would look away as soon as she kind of moved her head. It's like we have so much beauty in us that we don't even realize it. And I think, like, we're afraid to be seen sometimes too, like truly being seen, and even ourselves seeing each other, seeing ourselves like in pure form, or like for us. How do you feel about that?
I think this is sort of the opposite of what I've just been talking about, but for me, there was always this persona or this person that I showed the world. And I sort of ignored. So I should explain. That person is bubbly and happy and enjoys being social, and I am that person, but I also sometimes need my own space and would rather just curl up with a book or watch a movie by myself than be in a, you know, like a huge room full of people. And I sort of denied myself that sort of introverted part of me, and would get quite annoyed when I had to show that, because I had just pushed myself so far. And this is another aspect of self-love, although for me it's become apparent a lot in the physical, but there's so much about self-help that is all mental. And yeah, totally one of those things is what you put out to the world, what you're comfortable with in yourself, and being able to show the world both aspects of who you are, like sort of the light and the shadow, so to speak.
The shadow makes us who we are. It's part of us that we shouldn't be afraid of. It's in a different part of our minds and our souls, and it that part of it, that part of us allows us to grow. Like through your journey, like I can see that that's, we all have something in us that's always going to be popping up that we can overcome and grow through. Self-love is everything. Because once we like something that I've always remembered or remind myself is that we're always going to have us.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'll have friends and family and partners and everything, but we're always going to be with us no matter what. We can't just jump out of our bodies one day and say, I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to always be with us. So it's like we might as well start to love ourselves, I think.
I love that. And you're the person who sort of brought that to my attention, and it really struck home, I think, when you taught me that. And I was like, oh my goodness, that is so right. Like, yes, I have family and friends and a partner, but they, not meaning to sound morbid, but there is the possibility that they won't always be there. And I am the only person who will be with me throughout my journey. And that's a weird thought.
Yeah, it's weird. And then once you start going into it, it's like, oh my God, like what? Like me and my feet are always going to be together. It's very random. I just looked at my feet. Thanks, feet. I love you. So how do you think people can incorporate this? If they're on this journey, say you were when you first, like a year or so ago, or 2 years or whenever you started, what things really helped you, like apart from like noticing the negative thoughts, how can people start loving themselves more?
It's a funny question, hey, because a lot of people sort of think that they already do until usually some form of event happens and they go, oh, I'm being quite mean to me. I mean, it depends on everybody because we all think and learn and do things differently. But one of the things that I think really helps is something that I know that you really enjoy doing too, which is journaling and meditating and affirmations. But I think once you start journaling is the main thing, especially if you've never done any of those three things before. If you just sit down and start writing, and it could be just whatever comes out of you. It could be that you start writing about your accomplishments, or you start writing about who you are or where you've come from or what your story is. You can literally, whatever comes to mind, write it, and you might be really surprised about where your brain takes you and where you maybe subconsciously have been for quite a while, but your conscious has just never really acknowledged it. So I think that can be really pertinent in identifying which area of your life you may need to be putting some more love into yourself. You know, it could be a work environment where you're not happy and you may start sort of pouring all these emotions out about the situation at work, and that gives you an idea that you need to maybe look at your relationships at work, look at the amount of energy you put into people who may not be returning it. It could be anything like that. Mm. It could be with how much time you give yourself. You could be with the kids, husband, trying to do the washing and the dishes and the housework and making everything perfect for everyone else and not giving yourself time. And so in that regard, you know, plan some time for you and really set boundaries to, like, I am doing this activity for me. I love me. There's just being kind to yourself, I think, is one of the best things that you can do.
I love and that.
Something
I've realized the importance of is like really scheduling in a day to do nothing and to chill out and have a me day, a self-care day, because if you go all the time, then you don't have anything to give. And you need to look after and care for yourself in order to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important. Yeah, so you mentioned about journaling. Like journaling is such a big thing to help. Like if you're, like I find with me, if I'm feeling a bit off or anything like that, or I'm like noticing the negative thoughts, I'll just sit myself down and get my journal out and just like brain dump. Like I think that's such a, or you can call it whatever you want to, but brain dumping, literally, because I at this when I first started, I remember I always kind of had this thing where I wasn't, if I was having the negative thoughts, I didn't want to acknowledge them because then it would bring them to light and they would be the main things that would happen in life. But if you ignore them, it's like what the saying, what you resist persists. So if you resist the negative thoughts or the uncomfortable feeling you're feeling, then it's going to keep happening. It's going to still stay there with you. But if you're like, hello, and you call it out, and I love that about journaling, and just that's such a big self-love act that you can do for yourself, just to reflect and check in and to say, hey, what's going on, if you need to, even if there's something, like sometimes even I find that even if I don't feel that, something might come up anyway, you know,
like, totally. Yeah. Sometimes you surprise yourself and you're like, oh, that thing. And then you can even like link it back to, you know, a conversation or something that's happened to you in the past couple of days. And it is, I agree with you, it's one of the best things.
Yeah. Yeah. Self-love. I love it. It's such it's a long process. Can you remind me when you started, how many years ago was your self-love journey that you started?
4 years ago.
Okay. 4 years. So yeah, it takes time to grow and to move through things and to change what we've always known.
Yeah.
We're going to be living, who knows what age we'll be living to now, like 130 or something. Who knows? But like we've got like, I think we put pressure on ourselves sometimes to want to change now. But like when we think about it, like all these beliefs and stuff that we have been from our childhood and out going to high school and everything. And that took all those years to put it in our brain.
Yeah.
So, you know, be patient with ourselves and to be okay with that.
Totally. And I think that there's this sort of societal timeline that we all abide by. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a thing where it's right here in front of me. How fortuitous. It's called the timing of events theories. So it's essentially like the social clock that we all have in us, which is actually nothing. It's been completely created by humans. But we know that inherently that by the age of 5, we go to school and we stay in school till sort of 15 to 18, depending on who you are. And then from there, you either get a job or you go to uni. And then from there, you find a partner and then you marry that person and then you have children. And then, you know, that's like a little life checklist that we all have instilled in us. Even if we don't abide by it, even if we don't want to, there's still this sort of pressure for us all to complete these things. And sometimes I think we can get wrapped up in it and start to feel guilty when we haven't ticked the thing off that we should, and other people expect things from us that we may not be ready to do or we may not want to do, but because it's so societally ingrained, we start to feel bad that we're not doing, you know, A, B, C, and D in order.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's crazy how we just don't know until something like clicks in our brain that we don't always have to follow that if we don't feel that we, and that's our calling.
Hardly, I agree.
So with that, what has maybe helped you in the past move through those societal expectations?
I don't think that you can, well, I don't know, you might, but I think it's hard to assume that you can completely derail those thoughts because they have been ingrained in us for a long, long time. So number one is acceptance and just being like, okay, it's cool. This is what other people, this is their lives and this is what they expect for themselves to do. Do I want to do that? Like mentally check in. It could be a journaling question too. Like, is this what I want? Is this what my soul feels is perfect for me? And if the answer's not 100% yes, then I think it's just internally first or in your journaling, just with yourself, start thinking, well, what do I want? What is me? What do I feel? What makes my soul happy? What are these things? And from there, start to construct what your life, according to you, is like. There'll always be times where you feel like you're not doing the right thing, I think. I think it's It'll always happen. It won't be every day, but occasionally you'll have days where you're like, oh, if this is a path that you wanted to do, like not having a 9-to-5 job maybe could be a thing. There'll be times where it'll be hard and you'll be like, damn it, I just wish I had a 9-to-5. It'd be so much easier. Everyone would stop pestering me about what I'm doing. You know, that could be a thing. But if you and yourself know that that's what you can do to make yourself happy and to love yourself more and not just have to you a bland life, then follow that. So I think for me, again, a journaling thing, it's totally just searching within you, seeing what you feel, because I know some people like going on the 9-to-5 thing because it's quite a pertinent area for me. I know some people who love getting up, going to their job, which they have from Monday to Friday, you know, 8-to-4 or 9-to-5. They love that stability. They love staying where they are. They love their home. They don't want to move around from it. And then there's other people on the opposite end of the spectrum who think that that's the most boring thing in the world. So it's totally up to who you are and what you want. But just having a wee discussion with yourself is always a good way to start seeing where you're at.
Yeah, and giving yourself, that's great, and giving yourself permission to explore all that too.
Yeah.
And that it's safe to do it. It's okay to want a different life if you do, and if you're happy where you are, that's great. But yeah, it's like the inner reflection and having the courage to go there.
Yes. Yep.
Which is scary sometimes, but that in itself is an act of self-love too, because you're giving yourself permission and trusting yourself to go and do the things that you make you happy, or whatever you're getting called to do. Such a big thing, but it takes time.
Definitely.
Yeah. And you just have to like, just giving oneself permission to one day at a time, one step at a time.
One step at a time. Totally agree.
Yeah. it's an amazing world. And once like you start to delve into that, things just get even better in life. Like just start appreciating all the little things in quotation marks. Like I think like self-love leads itself to loving others more, loving things in your life that you can be grateful for, like nature, and like you just see the world in a different way, do you think?
I agree. And if I may, there's a quote by a wonderful drag queen called RuPaul: if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you supposed to, has anyone else supposed to love you? I've cocked that up a little bit, but that's the essential quote.
Love that.
And it's so true. If you can't love you, how do you expect anybody else to, you know, do that for you? And that's slightly harsh, I guess, but I think it is true. Once you've found your equilibrium and you appreciate who you are, that gives other people permission to see the parts of you that you wouldn't otherwise allow them to see.
Yes, being totally open. Being open with yourself then allows others to see you.
Yeah.
To be open. I love that. That's really nice. I think that's a nice little way to end it. So I'll ask you a little question. If you could give one tip of advice, one tip or advice about anything in the world, in life, what would it be?
Oh my goodness.
Even about how to cook food.
I love it.
Affirmation as well. Like that, and also an affirmation that you love, like your favorite affirmation. Okay.
I think my biggest tip would be to remember that, and this isn't to put pressure on anyone, but to remember that we only get to do this lifetime once. So make use of it. It's a beautiful thing. There's no dress rehearsal. This is it. And if you're happy doing it, it's going to be the best ride of your life. And my affirmation is, it's really cheesy, and I always get it wrong, but I use a quote from The Help, like the book / the movie. It's a little girl who thinks that she's, well, gets told that she's chubby, and she is then told, you was smart, you was clever, you as important, or something along those lines. As you can tell, I'm bad at remembering quotes, but I like saying that to myself, but obviously not saying you. I just like saying, like, you're smart, you're clever, you're important.
Simple but full of love.
100%.
And just, yeah, that's great. I love that. What a nice way to end. Anything else you want to add at the end?
Just a huge thanks to you, Anna, because I love what you're up to. I love following you on all of the socials because you're a wee inspirational gem, and I love your potty.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And so people can catch you on Facebook, Instagram, and you've also got a podcast as well, Chronicles of a Self-Love Activist. If you want to check Tash out on her podcast, go type that into iTunes and download all the good things. And you're just Tash Leo on all the socials?
Yep, on Facebook, you can either search the podcast name, which is Chronicles of a Self-Love Activist, as you've just said, or Tasha Leo. Just to point out, it's spelled L-E-O-V, just to mess with everyone's minds. And yeah, I'm the same on Insta as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming. It was lovely chatting to you. I'm so happy that you were able to be my first podcast person on my podcast.
Thank you for having me. I love it. I'm getting all of the warm fuzzies. So thank you so much.
Alrighty. Well, I will speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all for watching the newest... Thank you all for listening to the latest episode of A Patch of Happiness. Let me know what you think on my Facebook page, A Patch of Happiness, or my Instagram at annapatch_, and you can also email me at hello@annapatch.com.au. And I would love for you to leave a review, rate it, and subscribe so you don't miss any more content for me. And I'm so excited for our journey together. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye. And also, what are you going to do to love yourself today?